If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Monday. Oh, Monday. The fuck? Get out of here. Stupid Monday. At least it's sunny out.
That's yeah, it's nice. After a bad weekend, it's really nice.
Yeah. This weekend was surprisingly rainy.
Yeah, there was a point where the wind was so strong, I really did think, okay, I had no idea this was going to be this bad.
I know.
This was really...
felt like an actual storm and not
right.
just like some rain. Yeah, we've got this huge pine tree in our backyard, and we've been jumping through all these hoops to try to get the thing taken down because it's enormous. Like, they're almost going to need a crane to do it, or they might need a crane. It's just so big. But I think, because if it was to fall, there's PG&E high tension lines right there. So I think we might be able to get PG&E to help us with it.
They sometimes do that.
Yeah.
Like, we have, I told you that story about how where my apartment is, there's this huge tree. It's gigantic. It's so far around you couldn't hug half of it.
Right.
It's that big.
Three and of us might get around it.
It's growing in such a way that it's going to hit it. It would hit their lines. So they trim this one side to keep it from touching their lines. Except now the other side has gotten very heavy.
Oh.
And we're like, you guys are leaving all the weight on the side that would fall onto our apartments. And they're like, yeah, sorry, that's not our problem. Bye. So they won't help us with it. But in the case that you're talking about, if it's anywhere near their lines, they will absolutely go out and cut that down.
Yeah. Well, at least, you know, because look, it's expensive to cut trees down. It really is. And it's so we're hoping that there'll be something of an assist. So.
What you want, even if they won't cut it all the way down, let them cut at it as much as they're willing to do. And then
right.
there's that much less you got to worry about when you get your people in.
Right, exactly. So anyways, that's always a concern. Whenever the wind's blowing like it was, I'm just like, oh, God, please don't fall. Please don't fall. Please don't fall. I wonder if it fell onto their lines, would we be on the hook for everybody's power outage on down the line? I don't know how all that works.
Mm.
I like to think I wouldn't be on the hook
for it. I started this show like 13 years ago. You guys were talking about trees then.
Oh, shut up.
It's like the troubles with the trees is ongoing.
Trouble
never
on the
ends, man.
Yeah, well, that's true.
They keep on growing. Okay. So, hi, and thanks for listening. This is, you know, it's funny. Bryn sent me this today, and this is somebody's bad advice from like 3-4 years ago. We gave them bad advice, and they're following up now.
Oh,
so,
killer.
I'll try to remind you of it. We couldn't find the original, but this person says, longtime listener here. My mom used to listen while driving me to middle school, and I recently turned 30. 3 or 4 years ago, I wrote to you guys because I was in a relationship with a man, but I was seriously questioning my sexuality.
Hmm.
We've had a few questions mm-hmm. like that, so I'm not sure I remember this one, but maybe.
Yeah, it's not popping out. Go ahead.
I can't remember exactly what all of the advice was, although I definitely remember at least one suggestion of a threesome. I'm going to blame Vinny for that.
How dare you?
Well, you're the one who would come up with that, right? Like, hey, well,
I've never had a three. You're the one who's had threesomes.
But
I've never done that.
I don't bring them up all the time.
All right, let's hear what this person
is. A writer. The writer can write back in and say, who said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who suggested that? So this person says, I did not do that. But I did go to therapy, which we probably also said to do. I can't believe we're such good therapists. Turns out I am, in fact, very, very gay. Life is definitely more difficult these days because I'm now a single parent and my child and I no longer have any contact with my uber-religious, homophobic, conservative Christian family. But I can honestly say I'm happier. Thanks for the not-so-bad advice. I love you guys. And she sent a bunch of pictures. And she is all rainbow geared up. Looks like she's going to the Pride Parade in that one. And there she's
with
her kid.
Wait a minute. So it's a girl.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She said, I was in a relationship with a man, but I was seriously questioning my sexuality. I assumed it was a girl. I'm looking at the, unless she's
okay.
Trans.
No, I think she used the term gay. I just assume people use the term lesbian when they're, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. Right. Okay.
Who knows what all the things are. There she is. There's happy with her kid. So there it is. There's just, you know, more evidence that we solve people's problems all the time. You can always send your problems right along to Bryn, BRYN. At RadioAlice.com. So I'm moving that over to the red folder there. I'm leaving her on red.
Really weird that someone could love their child their whole life and then decide this is the thing that's going to get them cut off.
I know.
As if that will either cure them or serves them right to not have family anymore. Ah!
Yeah,
wow,
it's very...
Really?
It does seem like if, you know, when you have a kid, that love should be unconditional. Like that's kind of, and you're a Christian, you know, even if you think it's wrong, shouldn't you be able to love through someone's faults?
Well,
you consider to be a fault.
There are things that a kid can put a parent through that could fall or could lead to less than unconditional love. For example, every time I let the kid in, the kid steals all my stuff and my money.
Yeah.
There are conditions. You have to not steal all my stuff and my money when you come here.
Yeah, you're not allowed out of my sight, and I'm going to chain you to this chair. These are the conditions of my love.
Right, exactly. But that one doesn't seem to really... I know it crosses their religious beliefs, but it's so weird that, like, it's of no concern to your daily life, how this person has chosen to express their love or share love or want love.
But you can't tell anybody.
No, you're right.
How to act or how to feel. It sucks.
I'm sorry to hear that, though, for
Me
this
too.
Person's sake. I guess that's why I'm saying it. It doesn't make sense to me. I can't imagine how your parents can do that. I just can't.
How they could let go of you. You're precious. You are precious and you deserve their love. And the fact that they aren't giving it to you, that's their loss.
Then again, I will say, and I'm not going to name any names or add anybody to this storyline, but I think there are people who will say, oh yeah, that happened to me. There are plenty of parents who, after a divorce, get a new partner. And not only is that new partner more important than the kid, but that new partner's opinions have a tendency to taint what that parent feels towards their kid. And I've seen that in multiple scenarios where
really?
You just go, oh yeah, where you just kind of go, you're choosing your new partner over your own child and not in any way defending your child to your new partner and saying, we come as a package. We come together. This is my kid. If you want to be in my life, you got to come with open arms for my child as well. Instead of that, they're like, sorry, the kid can't come over anymore. It cramps the style of me and my new wife. What? So there's all kinds of weird things that happen out there.
That is true. I mean, I guess sense. In a perfect world, parents unconditionally love their kid and defend them against all comers. And in the actual world, people suck and are really selfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, V. Hill said something I thought was really interesting the other day about how I think that the dad walked out.
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Or for whatever reason, V. Hale's mom and dad broke up, and she decided she wasn't going to date until V was 18. Didn't she, or something along those lines, right? She just never let anybody into that relationship.
Well, that's...
And I thought that is, well, it's a huge sacrifice because mm-hmm. you're a human being and you know,
right.
Maybe now she's paired up or whatever. But then you have the far extreme, which is that, what's that name, girl's name? Susan Smith or something like that. The one who murdered her sons because they were cramping her boyfriend's style.
Yep.
I mean, there it is. It runs the gamut, you know?
Right. So yikes, I guess I shouldn't be so surprised is the point. Sorry about that. But I'm glad that you're happier in your new life and hopefully you get lots of naked ladies, because I am a huge fan too. I am with you. Naked ladies rule.
Yeah, let's get under those.
Go naked ladies.
Yeah,
yeah, well, all the stuff, every direction, yeah. Any way they will take us.
As long as
any way you
naked.
Will have us. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
Let's do the bad advice about BJs. Yeah.
Oh, the BJ one.
Yes,
yeah,
just refresh your drive.
Oh, you just sent it to me, so I'm going to read it cold. Oh, gay BJs.
It's very short.
All right. All right. Hi, my Alice fam. Just a comment about Bryn's BJ with hand twisting. Gay guys who are head experts never need to use the hands with or without twisting. Once you've experienced it, you'll never need hands again.
They're just bragging.
They're just bragging.
I like some hands, but I also like no hands. And one of the reasons you like the no hands is because you want to see that person's beautiful face wrapped around your cock without their hand in the way. So I like that. There's a visual to that I enjoy. So, but there's also, you know, when the hand is coming up towards the helmet, mm-hmm. and there's a little snap there that's kind of nice between the mouth and then this finger and the back. There's some mix it up, is what I would say. Mm-hmm. But, you know, mm-hmm. hey, I meant to mention this to you guys off the air, but I'll mention it now and then we'll discuss. You know my guy Deepak, who said he would yeah. be willing to come on as a one of the things he was saying that he should come on about is the, you know how you hear about how giving oral can cause throat or neck cancer?
Yeah.
He's like an expert on this and was like saying, this is something that I could come on and answer questions. And I was like, well, I mean, we could talk to him about anything, but also that.
That seems very secret showy, though.
Yeah, is it a secret show or is it
yeah,
the main
no, that's
show?
What I'm talking about.
All right, yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. It was for the secret show, absolutely.
Well, I mean, Michael Douglas famously got, he was right. eating out Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I think he was eating out every pussy he ever met along the way.
Let's blame Catherine.
I don't think it was just her. And I also think when we see these rock stars, a lot of rock stars end up with this. And it's like, well, yeah, they were eating pussy across the whole fucking country without ever going like, you know, maybe I shouldn't eat every girl's pussy.
I'm munching my way across the USA.
That's
a great
topic.
Future be damned.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to give Deepak's info to Bryn, and Bryn can
book
it. I have
it. I can text
him. Yeah, let's
okay,
let's
he's
him.
Ready to come on. He's into it.
Great. Is this his area of speciality?
I think he is a head and neck doctor.
Oh, head and neck. Like
I know,
ear, nose, throat?
Let's ask him when he comes on.
Let's
but
do.
He is an actual doctor, not, you know, I don't know.
Well, maybe he has some tips on BJs, too.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. You know, if you know, obviously he studies that.
Yeah. Do you have tips? Well, let me ask you a question. If you were going to give a guy tips on giving a lady oral, what, you know how we were just talking about the hand and then, or just the mouth, what tip would you give to a guy about giving a lady oral?
I don't know. I think everybody has a different. I think that don't get right on it right off the bat.
On the clit, you mean?
Yeah, I mean that can be some people. I'm sure really just crush that fucking thing, but you know.
Well, you see, porno stars are spanking it themselves, and there's all kinds of craziness.
Thing,
and
I don't
you're
understand.
Like,
I'm like, oh, geez,
man,
if you're hurting it. Why are you doing that?
To your point, I've definitely gone more quickly then maybe I should have and not done the proper warm-up, and there's a flinch. Like, wow. Like,
well, the flinch is actually pleasurable. Sometimes you've wanged them or you've zinged them.
Wang-chunged them, huh?
Right, but if you're getting a lot of that, they're not going to be able to, you can't get into a rhythm when someone's zinging you.
Ah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Nice
I don't
to know.
Really, yeah, I have no real advice, though. Just, you know, get down there and munch away. And
there's
ask,
the shooting
questions.
Star, and the commercial ends with the more you know.
The more you know. The more you mow.
Good job, sir. Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. All right.
We have this neighbor, and she has an electric.
Oh, this will be good.
It's not that good. I don't know. We have like a whole subtext at our house about this neighbor. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't tell this story.
Why?
Because if she... Ever...
You brought it up!
Okay, well, just pretend I didn't.
What?
What's going on?
So I have this crazy... You know what? I shouldn't talk about it.
Well, it's just stupid. Like, she's got an electric lawnmower, and she uses it constantly, and for so long... Like, she has this tiny little front lawn, and she's out there... It just goes on and on and on, and John is just—he's got like all these like dildo jokes about it. And she's out there munching the lawn again, and she's got to be getting something out of it because why is she still doing it? And it's like that. Honestly, it's like a high pitched, like vibrating sound. And then later, she's scissoring.
Is this a weed
whacker? Is this a retired lady?
Yeah, and she goes. She gets down on her hands and knees at the edge of the lawn by the sidewalk and takes.
In a world full of noise, long-term thinking stands out. On the Capital Ideas podcast, Capital Group leaders explore the decisions that matter most in investing, leadership, and life. It's a rare look inside a firm that's been helping people pursue their financial goals for more than 90 years. Listen to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Scissors and snips back the lawn. He's like, well, she's scissoring,
just like
she's
you guys,
vibrating.
You never stop working on your yard, and she's someone who takes pride in her place.
Dude,
you guys
get a weed whacker. Get a
of
get an
all
edger.
The people. To have a gripe against a neighbor,
just
it's the people building the Clark Winchester house.
All right. Mm-hmm. You got a point there.
My sure God,
she, I
man.
Hope she is running jokes about us, too.
I don't doubt the whole neighborhood does.
Oh, we're the talk of the town. All right. Well, I don't really have time to get into a whole nother one, but I will say that thank you, because we have gotten some good ones, and I'm going to try and get to a bunch of them this week, the bad
okay.
advices.
All right.
But feel free to send them along. Look at that lady. We solved her problem by telling her to go to therapy. Sometimes that's the answer. Sometimes it's punt.
I can't believe I am such a good
therapist.
That's you right. know what, I there's no way to talk to her, and I'm not trying to say book her or anything, but how interesting would it be to be there when it finally occurs to her, I'm gay. You know, like she's in therapy, she's talking to them, and it's probably been there the whole time. Just
well,
remember that guy
has.
Who was like, that cold, wet hole, that lady, it was like
a wet dudgeon.
And we're like, you're talking about pussy like that?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? And then we start asking him questions, and he's like, well, yeah, I gave blowjobs in high school, but what?
It was just
didn't
a
everyone
phase.
Do that?
Meanwhile, just trying it out.
I think
out.
He's married to some dude now. We're like, oh, dude, you're gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a... I feel like... Sounds like her family is highly anti-gay because they've abandoned her over this whole thing. So maybe
oh,
she
right.
grew up
so she
in a
knew.
Place where... That was a wrong thing, and she managed to convince herself to the point. I don't know if she was she married, or was it that she? Hang on, let me go back and find that.
Let's see. Here.
Yeah, I'm gonna. It's in the red folder now. Let me find it. Follow up, short bad advice. Okay, here we go. So she says, "I was in a relationship, but seriously questioning my sexuality." But she had a kid, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's with that guy. And then she was like, you know what? I think there might be something going on here. And it turns out there was. So there you go. So
you
we're very
denying
helpful.
Yourself the whole time.
Yeah, you were. Be, you know, whatever may come, you got to be true to yourself. You've only got, really, at the end of the day, it's really only you.
And only a short run at this life. You know?
And, however, as you have said, one of your sayings. Life is short, but it's also actually very long. When you are in something that sucks, you're sentencing yourself.
jail.
Put yourself in that
a bad
jail.
Marriage.
Yeah.
A line at, name it. Any line.
The DMV.
Any line. Yeah, any line. Life gets real long when you're miserable. Yep. True.
Okay, that's it for us. Thank you for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Send your emails to Bryn@RadioAlice.com, Bryn. Vincent?
The end.